AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Venezuela will be providing 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S., and he pledges to use proceeds from its sale to benefit the people of both countries. Saker Magani has more.
President Trump is complaining Democrats are not giving him credit. Speaking to House Republicans, the president says the operation to seize Nicolas Maduro was among history's greatest.
It was brilliant tactically. It was an incredible thing.
And wishes Democrats would say so.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations.
Democrat Tammy Duckworth says Maduro was a brutal dictator. That's not the issue. What is?
Yet again, we have now entered into a war where there is no known off-ramp.
And the Illinois senator blistered the president's claim that he's now running Venezuela.
If Donald Trump wants to run a country, he should think about running the United States of America.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stating Greenland's a national security priority, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. military is always an option for acquiring it. Charles Villadesma reports the comment follows the European leader's rejection of the notion.
The leaders issued a statement reaffirming that the strategic mineral-rich Arctic island belongs to its people, adding it's for Denmark and Greenland, and them only, to decide on matters concerning Denmark and Greenland. The leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and the UK joined Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen in defending Greenland's sovereignty. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Israel's cleared the final hurdle before starting construction on a controversial settlement project near Jerusalem that would effectively cut the West Bank in two. Ukraine and its allies are hailing progress on defense guarantees if a peace deal is struck with Russia. And the Trump administration's launched an immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota with plans to deploy up to 2,000 federal agents. This is AP News. Two new abortion laws struck down in Wyoming. Julie Walker has details.
Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court struck down laws that include the nation's first explicit ban on pill abortions. On Tuesday, the justices sided with the state's only abortion clinic and others, ruling that the laws violate the Wyoming Constitution. A lower court judge struck down the laws in 2024, ruling they violate a constitutional amendment that says competent adults have the right to make their own health care decisions. Earlier, the same judge blocked the laws from taking effect. Wyoming sought to join 13 states that have banned abortion at all stages of pregnancy since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.